Shabbat Shalom. And feel free to move forward. We are an intimate group tonight, so it'd be nice if we're sort of gathered at the front. Yay! On this holiday weekend, and by that, of course, I mean the weekend immediately before Frank Cohn's birthday. You were waiting for me to say that. You had your hands up. Thank you all for being with your Jewish community. No jingles or drummer boys in tonight's music. Just wonderful Jewish favorites. Thank you to Sue Cohn for providing us with such a spiritual atmosphere by bringing her piano music and some lingering spirit of Hanukkah in there. And I always really like once a month where we have meditative music to kind of ease us into the service and be able to let the stress of the day go. Tonight is one of our life services for the year. Our Learning is for Everyone committee has identified a theme of transition for this year, and I'll be sharing some stories and thoughts about the most radical change that has shaken the Jewish people, the destruction of the Second Temple. Welcome to everyone who has come here to pray. We welcome people who we haven't, members who we haven't seen in a while. We welcome our college student, I think it's in the singular, back. Very excited. Hi, Lizzie. So welcome everyone, whether you've come to pray for healing, to remember a loved one, to just be with Jewish community at this time, praying and singing. We are very glad that you are here. And we begin by welcoming the Shabbat angels into our midst with Shalom Aleichem, page 10. So would the cones like to come up and light candles? We're doing candle lighting number 2 on the top of page 12. Thank you.
Light first. have been taught in days of old
that Shabbat begins at sundown. But sundown comes so early on the cold winter's day. And in summertime, the sun is like a child not wanting to go to bed. The summer light lingers in the sky even as we gather in prayer. So when does Shabbat begin?
Shabbat begins when we have set aside our work week with its busyness and lists. Shabbat begins when we are all together around the Shabbat table or in our sanctuary, both homes for us.
When we are finally together, we light and bless the candles. That is when Shabbat begins.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, tzitzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe,
who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Page 13. The Sabbath is a bride whose coming changes the humblest home into a palace. We welcome the Shabbat bride into our humble but beautiful sanctuary and see it transform into a palace. Shalom, Lecha Dodi, page 14.
Lecha Dodi.
Oh,
Drink and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. Bottom of page 19. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, wisdom, and values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirit and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah.
In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and strengthen the bond with generations past through Torah.
Through any transition, we are comforted by the grounding that we have in the eternal God who surrounds us with love. We affirm this central belief with Shema, page 22.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Vaed.
You may be seated. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, v'chol levavcha uv'chol nafshecha uv'chol me'odecha. Ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi misavcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinan tam levanecha, v'dibarta bam, v'shivtecha b'veitecha, uv'lechtecha v'aderech, uv'shochbecha uv'kumecha. Ukshartam leot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot beininecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot betecha, uvisharecha, lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'item kiroshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lehiyot lachem lelohim, Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Adonai, our God, you freed us from bondage in the land of Egypt. With courage, commitment, and in community, we crossed the sea and we rejoiced. We seek redemption again, Adonai, from the bondage of hatred, the slavery of poverty, and the evil of violence in our world.
Give us the courage to toil for wisdom, justice, and understanding. May we rejoice again in community, giving voice to one another in peace and hope.
Michamocha is in your service folder. Covenant between the people of Israel and God with Vishamru on page 27.
Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbat la'asot et ha-Shabbat l'dorotam.
Tefillah, page 29.
Adonai Sefatati Tav Ufi Agita Hilatecha Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Elohei Avotenu V'Imotenu Elohei Abraham Elohei Yitzchak Elohei Yaakov Elohei Sarah Elohei Rivka Elohei Rachel Elohei Leah Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor V'Hanora El Elyon Gomel Chasadim Tovim V'Konei Hakol V'Zocher Chasdei Avot V'Imahot Umevig ulal ivne vnehem, lama'an shemo b'yahava. Melech ozer umoshia umagin, baruch ata Adonai, magin Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. Bottom of page 30. Ata gibor l'olam Adonai, mechaye hakol ata rav l'hoshia, mechalkel chayim b'chesed, mechaye hakol b'rachamim rabim. Somech nuflim v'rofe cholim umatir asurim. Umekayem emunato li shene afar. Mi chamocha ba'al givurot. Umi domelach. Melech meimit umechaye umatzmiach yeshua. V'ne'eman ata l'hachayot hakol. Baruch ata Adonai. Mechaye hakol. Bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melochol Haaretz Kavodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. The middle of page 34. We thank you, Adonai, for giving us the covenant of Shabbat, which we renew with you weekly. The challenges of life and work often make us weary. Shabbat helps us rejuvenate, reflect, and connect with our spirituality. We are grateful to have this temple community to celebrate the holiness of Shabbat. The top of page 37. We gratefully acknowledge that you are the eternal, our God and God of our people, the God of all generations. You are the rock of our life, the power that shields us in every age. We thank you and sing your praises for our lives which are in your hands, for our souls which are in your keeping, for the signs of your presence we encounter every day, and for your wondrous gifts at all times, morning, noon, and night. You are goodness, your mercies never end. You are compassion, your love will never fail. You have always been our hope. We pray for shalom, for peace, for hearts and minds and bodies, for families and communities, for nations. May we do what we can to bring about this ideal vision of peace. We join in Sim Shalom, page 40.
Shalom.
as we bless the new month, the new moon. We're a few days past it, began on Monday night, the new moon, the new month of Tevet. And I don't know if I saw some amazing crescent moons this week, so, so beautiful. I hope everyone else did too, that beautiful crescent. And my younger daughter was visiting Vancouver for a couple of days and had a picture on Instagram of the skyline and that gorgeous crescent moon just overhead. And it does remind you that everyone around the world, everyone's looking at the same moon. It's very unifying. So we say our prayer for the new moon, new month of Tevet. According to our calendar, the new month of Tevet began on Monday night. Our God and God of our fathers and mothers, let the coming month bring us renewed goodness and blessing. May it bring us joy and gladness, health and comfort, support and sustenance, life and peace, a life exalted by love of your Torah and devotion to your service, a life in which our heart's desires are fulfilled for good. A wondrous God, who in ancient days led our people from bondage to freedom, redeem us now out of our exile from one another, making all Israel one united people. May it be a month of goodness for us and for all Israel. God of holiness, let the new month bring for us and for the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and happiness, deliverance and comfort, and let us say, Amen. Page 45. For those awaiting test results and surgeries, for those unsure of what the future may hold, due to their health, for those in treatment and managing chronic conditions, for everyone who yearns to feel whole and strong, we offer our prayer for healing. The bottom of page 45.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, shalom.
Closed in on the doomed capital city of Jerusalem, the Jews within its walls fought not only against their military enemy, but bitterly and violently against each other. In the years leading up to the temple's destruction in the year 70, Jewish zealots, anxious at all costs to save the temple, took up arms against their fellow Jews and were known to order the execution of anyone who opposed their plans to fight to the death against their Roman enemies. The more moderate group, the Pharisees, strove desperately to restrain them. Some of the Pharisee leaders already thinking of new ways to carry on their religion if the temple should go down. In the end, after the Romans stormed the city and orchestrated a massacre against the citizens of Jerusalem, they destroyed the temple. And thus, the thousand-year tradition of priests and sacrifices and rites and offerings being the centerpiece of the Jewish religion was over, literally overnight. And now what? Our TBS life theme for the year is transition. It is said the only constant in life is change. Each of us, whether or not we are aware of it, will go through some sort of personal or family transition this year. As a society and as a world, we know change of some sort will inevitably come over the next 12 months. And as a congregation, we already know the transition that we will face this coming summer. I began with the story of the destruction of the Second Temple because it is perhaps the most radical change that Judaism has ever experienced. How did we survive? Who made it through and who didn't? I have chosen just a few slices of Jewish life from this time in hope of helping each of us think more deeply about how we ourselves get through transition successfully and whole. The Jewish leaders of the late Second Temple era mainly fell into one of two groups, groups that fought bitterly with each other over their approach to Jewish leadership. These groups were the Sadducees and the Pharisees. The Sadducees were mainly from the wealthy governing class. They were landowners, tied to the priesthood and the temple. They believed that the only word of God was directly from Tanakh, from the Bible. Anything that couldn't be drawn directly and literally from a Bible text could not be considered Jewishly valid. The Pharisees were leaders and teachers who were largely from the working class. They believed in a Judaism that was accessible to the masses and supported education for the common man. Maybe not the common woman, but the common man. And they did not believe that Judaism was only limited to what was written in the Torah, in the Tanakh. They believed that they, as Jewish leaders and teachers, could expand on the biblical text, coming up with new meanings that were relevant to the people in a modern time. And that these new teachings were also from God, because God gave the leading rabbis authority, and they were inspired by a knowledge of and a love for God's Torah. These Pharisees were far more popular than the elitist and religiously hardline Sadducees. One example of difference between them is found in the festival of Shavuot, the holiday that comes 7 weeks after Passover, and which we and many Reform synagogues observe through confirmation. The Torah speaks of Shavuot only as an agricultural holiday, tied to the land of Israel. The Sadducees, being landowners, supported this strict view of the holiday. It is purely a feast to celebrate the harvesting of their land in Israel. The Pharisees expanded the idea of what Shavuot is. They began to see Shavuot also as a celebration of the giving of the Torah, the anniversary of God and the Israelite people connecting directly and forming an eternal relationship with each other. With this new meaning, Shavuot was accessible to all, not only to those who could celebrate a harvest, and not only for those who lived in the land of Israel. It was now a widespread celebration, according to the Pharisee teaching, of Jewish learning and of God's love for us. So what happened after Jerusalem and the temple fell and the Jews were scattered beyond the borders of Israel? The Sadducees quickly died out. No land, no temple, no popular support. There was nothing left for them to hang their Judaism on. The Sadducees, who focused narrowly on retaining the past, who adhered strictly to the letter of the written Torah and not on its higher spiritual intent, could not make it through the radical change that resulted from the loss of temple and the land. The Pharisees' approach to Judaism, open, evolving with the times, filled with ideas that took popular hold among the masses, lived on. The Pharisees became what we call the rabbis, the early sages of our people whose discussions and debates and decisions go into forming the Talmud, the basis of the Judaism that we know today. Another story from this time. There's a story that comes to us in Talmud about the final months of Jerusalem's hold against the Romans in the year 70. I began by sharing that the Jews in the city were fighting not only against the Romans, but between Jewish factions in the city itself. The Bir Yonim were the Jewish extreme militants who believed in fighting the Romans to the death. In their zeal, they killed fellow Jews who were not on board with their cause. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a more moderate Pharisee who could see the writing on the wall. He understood that the Jews would not win, that ultimately the Romans would destroy the city and the temple. He understood that although the physical centerpiece of Judaism did not have long to survive, that there was a greater message to Judaism that could and should still live on. but it would take great Jewish minds working and learning together to figure out how to do this, and they would need to do it somewhere other than Jerusalem. In order to secure a place of learning and debate and planning for a Jewish future, Ben Zakkai knew he would need the assistance of Roman powers. But how could he get out of the city? The zealous Biryonim would kill anyone trying to make contact with the Romans. The Talmudic story goes that Yochanan ben Zakkai's students spread word that ben Zakkai was very sick, and then later news that he had died, and carrying him in a coffin, saying they needed to take him out for burial, they were able to sneak him out of the city. Ben Zakkai then went to meet with the Roman general Vespasian, a Roman leader who he had met with in the past. "Peace be unto you, O king," he said to the general. Vespasian asked him, "Why do you call me king? I am not king." Ben Zakkai responded, "Our prophets foretold that the temple would only fall to a king, so I know through our tradition that you will become the emperor of Rome. And as a man of such high and honored stature, I would like to make a request to you on behalf of me and my people. I would like to secure the town of Yavne as a place of study for the scholars of my people, and I would like the lives preserved of our greatest minds, such as Rabbi Gamliel." Vespasian replied, "If it is true what you have foretold, and I become emperor, you may have Yavne and your scholars." Soon after, Vespasian did become emperor. Jerusalem and the temple, along with many Jews, were decimated, and Yavne was established as the new center of Jewish life and learning. Judaism moving from a tradition of rites and sacrifices and a central holy place to one of learning, of personal and communal connection to God through study and prayer and Jewish practice at home and in the synagogue. It took Ben Zakkai thinking outside the box by going inside the box. I could not resist that one. To bring Judaism through a devastating transition. It took him and others of that generation and their disciples to believe that there was something greater to Judaism than the temple and even Jerusalem and even their sacred and cherished homeland of Israel. That their heritage of Torah and their relationship with God and the obligations God gave them to act with ethics and compassion and holiness was all worth preserving in whatever form they could manage to maintain it out in the world. I need to also mention the rabbi who Ben Zakkai mentioned in his conversation with Vespasian, Rabban Gamliel. I have led a whole study session here on this fascinating man and his life story, the leader who brought Judaism successfully from a temple-based system to a Judaism more in line with what we know today. Under his leadership was established the Jewish calendar, determining which books would be in the Jewish Bible, creating a central Jewish authority, and making the decisions of the school of Rabbi Hillel, the official Jewish interpretations on practice and ethics. I can't even imagine the extreme pressures on him. A man who had to take on this role because he was born into an esteemed rabbinic family. Gamliel certainly felt the weight of all Jewish history and future generations on his shoulders. He knew that for Judaism to succeed out in the greater world, Jewish practice and observance would have to be uniform. And to this end, he became extremely domineering in his leadership style. Rabbi Joshua, who disagreed with a number of Rabban Gamliel's rulings, ended up on the receiving end of his wrath multiple times. On one occasion, Gamliel found out that Joshua had taught that the evening service was optional. Gamliel and the rabbinic leaders had determined that it was obligated. So Gamliel singled Joshua out in the academy, made him rise, forced him to announce that he had taught the incorrect opinion, and then made him to continue to keep standing as Gamliel taught, kind of like being sent to the corner to stand with a dunce's cap on your head. Finally, all the sages in the room could not stand this humiliation anymore, and they called out, "Stop it, stop it!" Gamliel was then removed from his post. We learn that this action prompted him to go through a period of teshuva, of self-reflection and change. He softened and became more humble, and so they gave him back his leadership position. And apparently, he was much better behaved after that point. What do we take from these examples from a time of great crisis and change for our people? We learn that being narrowly focused and short-sighted does not work to get you through transition. There is a certain amount of flexibility required. That successful transition requires you to expand your notions of how the world works, and perhaps expand your own sense of self. Being open-minded and in touch with the needs of others, as the Pharisees did, can help you weather storms. We learn that sometimes you need to think outside the box, as Yohanan ben Zakkai. Rather than cling to an idea to the death, you might need to come to terms with change and be creative as to how you might meet your big overall goals in a very different and maybe unexpected way. We learn that while strong leadership can be helpful during transition, bringing stability to the mix, it must be offered with compassion and respect. People's humanity cannot be forgotten or diminished by the desire to bring organization to a group. Transition happens. We learn from our history that while it is natural to grieve what is lost, we make change best when we enter our new reality with new perspectives, creative ideas, an open mind, compassion, and respect. May we all make our journey from strength to strength within a life that is always changing. Amen. We continue with Aleinu on page 53. Lizzie, do you want to help me open the Ark? I didn't ask you beforehand. It's a surprise. Come be honored as our returning college student. Page 53. Please run. Oh, and your dad can come too. That's fine.
Aleinu Shabbat Shalom.
page 58. Find comfort in the meaning of beginning, the miracle of birth, the blessing of creation. Find comfort in the familiar smells, the images and photos, the memory of a voice. Find comfort in the steadfast rituals, the uplifting prayers, the joyous songs. Find comfort in the gift of freedom, the light of knowledge, the laws of Moses. Mourner of Israel, find comfort in the promise of tomorrow, the company of friendship, the coming redemption. On this Shabbat, we remember fondly our beloved members during their year of mourning. Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, Susan Feitelman. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members, Harvey Fader, friend of Rabbi Amy Perlin, Phil Katz, relative of Gary Cohen, and our beloved member Sheldon Miller, father of Steve Miller. And we remember the Yahrzeits this week of Ernest Sedum, Saul Bernstein, Ruby Leibovitz, David Joseph, Dr. Edith Leonard, Michael Randazzo, Rita Sylvan, Leo Abelson, Harriet Landsman, Sophie Slan, Helen Jacks, Gambino Mendoza, Rose Norian, Natalie Schneider, Gustav Trachtenberg, George Golden, Paul Remius, Carmen Connolly, Stephen Engel, Barbara Corson, Helen Markoff, Cynthia Stewart, Alice Reynolds, Sylvia Beanstock. We honor all of their memories as we join together to recite Kaddish as we rise, page 60. Yitkadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah, v'yalma divrach irutei v'yamlich malchutei, b'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chayei d'cho beit Yisrael, b'agala uv'izman kari v'yimru, amen. Yehei shemei rabah mivarach li'olam olmei almaya, v'yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei, V'yitadar, v'yitalev, v'yitalal, shmei d'kudsha, berichu. Le'ela min kol beruchata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran b'alma v'yimru, amen. Yehei shlama rab amin shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'yimru, amen. Ose shalom b'mromav, v'ya ase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, V'imru, amen.
V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen.
We move from our sacred prayer and moment of memory to celebrating the joy of the Shabbat day. Robin Rachel.
Okay.
Get to do this part. Page 61.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving.
Baruch Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Borei Peri Hagafen. Baruch Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kishon Ratzon, En Chaltanu. Baruch Adonai, voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz.
Shabbat Shalom. My name is David Sherrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. So nice to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship this evening and such an interesting discussion. Israel is very much on my mind as my wife Kimberly is visiting our daughter Lindsay, who's over there this year, and so they're there right now. So very much on my mind. Very interesting. Thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music. And thank you, Sue Cohn, for bringing Shabbat in such a beautiful way with your music. TBS members, please join us for Minion Makers tomorrow morning. Also, please join us, and some of these are right here in your service folder, please join us for TBS Game Day on Monday, December 25th from noon until 3 p.m. Bring a favorite game, lunch in the form of Chinese food. Don't really need to clarify that, but will be provided. Please RSVP to Jim Storm quickly so he knows how much food to order. Please plan to join us for our winter course brought to you by David Kleinman entitled Musar, A Jewish Method for Spiritual Change and Transition. There will be three sessions in January, beginning on January 10th. If you are new to TBS, welcome. If you have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening, Marty Sinorsky. Marty is here and available to answer any questions you may have, so please see Marty during Oneg. Wishing everyone a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I realized how hungry I was, so I put one too many bites of challah. Like, no, don't stop announcing. Okay. With a mouthful of challah, we conclude with Od Yavoh Shalom, page 48, our song of peace, peace in the Middle East, peace everywhere.
Od Yavoh Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavoh Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavoh Shalom Aleinu ve'alamah. Od Yavoh Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavoh Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavoh Shalom Aleinu ve'alamah. Salam Aleinu ve'akol ha'olam. Salam. Od Yavoh Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavoh Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavoh Shalom Aleinu ve'alamah. Od Yavoh Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavoh Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavoh Shalom Aleinu ve'alamah.
Please rise. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you safe through all the transitions in your life. Through any kind of change, may you feel grounded by your tradition, your community, and through living your highest Jewish values, which are eternal. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.